This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. Leaders from the seven industrialized nations today will open the G7 summit in Britain, where they are expected to announce a plan to share at least 1 billion coronavirus shots with struggling countries around the world, half the doses coming from the U.S. and 100 million from the United Kingdom. U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday announced his administration is donating 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine for 92 low- and middle-income countries. Biden said the U.S. shots will begin shipment in August as quickly as they roll off the manufacturing line, adding that 200 million doses will be delivered by the end of this year and 300 million in the first half of 2022. President Biden said the donations will be made with no strings attached. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed as great news the decision by the U.S. to donate the 500 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to the poorest countries and said Europe should do the same. France was the first rich country to donate via COVAX, sending 100,000 doses to Mauritania in April. And Macron said that the country would donate a 500,000 doses by mid-June and 30 million doses by the end of the year. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation in young men and teens who have gotten COVID vaccinations. Most of the patients have fully recovered. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is still urging people to get the shots. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.